semen is normally collected with an artificial vagina. A stallion ejaculates based on the temperature and pressure exerted onto the penis by the vagina, or in the case of a collection, an artificial vagina. Each of the artificial vagina models has a distinct advantage and disadvantage. The artificial vaginas most commonly used are the Colorado and Missouri. However, some other models, such as the Japanese or Nishikawa, or the Krakow or Polish model, are also used. In the near future, we hope to have an LSU model. The Colorado model, or ARS, is the most commonly used. It forms a water jacket using a hard shell and a rubber liner. A second rubber liner, or a plastic liner, is inserted into the AV to collect the semen. The advantages of this are that it holds a large volume of water so that it retains heat very well in cold climates, something we don't need here too much. A disadvantage of this is that the large amount of water makes it very heavy. Another disadvantage of the Colorado or ARS is that after ejaculation, the semen is retained into the confines of the water liner. Unless the water is drained out very quickly, the sperm cells are subjected to a deleteriously high temperature. One nice thing about the ARS is that it has the entire setup available commercially, which includes a disposable liner, filters, and collection bottles. If the ARS model is completely filled with 50-degree water, it will equilibrate to 45 degrees centigrade, the temperature we want to collect the stallion at, in about 10 minutes. The pressure on this model is adjusted by opening the valve and inserting your arm into the AV and letting water out until the desired pressure you like is there. The Missouri AV contains water between two soft liners of rubber instead of using a hard shell and a rubber liner. Advantages of this is that you can easily adjust the pressure by blowing air into the water bladder. Also, the semen does not remain in contact with the hot water after ejaculation. The Missouri AV is also very light because it doesn't hold much water. Disadvantages of the Missouri AV are that it doesn't hold much water, so the temperature drops relatively quickly in cold weather. Also, there is a great difficulty in inserting disposable liners into this model, so that it's usually used just with the intact rubber liner, so it must be cleaned with alcohol between each collection and each stallion. Also, the leather case does not always hold the AV firmly, so sometimes when the stallion's penis enters the AV, it pushes the whole AV backwards. There are also no collection bottles and filter systems designed for this unit, which makes it fairly awkward to use. We won't discuss the Japanese because you can't buy those anymore. However, the Krakow Polish model is just a short AV which can be used for fractionating the semen when collecting a stallion. When the ejaculate is fractionated, if the stallion has a problem, you can tell exactly which spurt the problem is contained in. Most AVs should be prepared to a final temperature of 45 to 48 degrees centigrade, depending on the stallion's preference. You adjust the pressure on the AV to the stallion's preference just before you're ready to collect him. This keeps water in the AV and helps prevent it from cooling off. You can also use about a tablespoon of non-spermicidal lube just in the front third of the AV before collecting. Only use non-spermicidal lube and only in the first third. You don't want the lubricant down inside mixing with the semen. We also lubricate just before we collect. That way we can check for foreign objects like thermometers that might be forgotten within the AV.